Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tippin, do you come from?
Here's what I tell everyone.
All right, this is not a secret then.
I was born by God's dear grace.
God bless America, by golly.
In an extraordinary place.
In God we trust. And where do you live?
With the stars and stripes.
Okay, now I'm talking.
An eagle flies.
I think he means the USA, folks. This is What's on Your Mind, smack dab in the middle of the Red River Valley, broadcasting from the I-29, I-94 intersection. Busiest darn intersection in this part of the world. I'm Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn is here.
Yeah, good morning, my friend.
How are you? Question today is whether or not the speed limit should get raised in North Dakota. And there's whispers, just whispers right now, but it may be a full-blown debate in the legislature to raise the speed limit to 80 miles an hour from 75. Hey, why wait at 80? How about 90? You know?
Why have any limit at all? Come on, really.
Let's become Montana here, for crying out loud.
Yeah, Autobahns, light it up.
What do you think of that idea of raising the speed limit? We want to know, 701-271-1100. Call us, 855-200-1776. Or text us, 701-237-1590. Here's a text already. Are you giving away boat show tickets? I didn't hear to call in. Well, we are giving away boat show tickets, by golly. And I'd hoped to give them away earlier, but our conversation with Barry Sinenko went a little bit long. And for folks listening out west, this is worth a drive down Highway 2, hitting I-29 to come on down. I'm telling you, because the 2023 Red River Valley Boat and Marine Product Show is really something. It is it's today, noon to 8, tomorrow 10 to 8, Sunday 10 to 5, so plenty of weekend to be able to take it in. I'll tell you what, I have a couple of family four-packs in my hand, and we'd love to give those away. Yeah, so family four-pack, yours for callers 6 and 7, 271-1100, 271-1100. Jace is going to take your calls when you call in, and we'll give those away right now, 701-271-1100 is our telephone number, and these are boat show tickets for this weekend show. Callers 6 and 7 will have a family four-pack. We're not going to chintz out and give you a pair. We're going to give you the whole four-pack. You bring the neighbors. You bring the whole family if you want to go and take this in. So love to do it. I'm going to go see that Switch. I'm enamored with the Switch. Did you hear him talking about the Switch, Kev?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a cool there's not one on our lake, but I've seen it. It's basically a Sea-Doo pontoon. So, you know, no outboard on the back. It's a Sea-Doo jet system it's pretty snappy. I mean, yeah, it jumps around pretty good.
I love that idea that you can just kind of go, okay, well, we got a bunch of people on, and we're going to take a slow little cruise, so let's turn it into this. Oh, we're going to fish, so let's turn it into this. It all configures
right.
Differently as you go.
Yeah. And
you don't
do
buy
some,
it.
Wait, yep, exactly.
And have it the same way forever. So
wakeboarding, whatever.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. So anyway, those are the kind of things you can check out. The fishing boats are great, really great.
You're watching our stream. Chris just put a picture of it.
The Switch?
Cool looking. Yeah, it's on the StreamYard, on the stream. And
maybe I should be watching the stream. Yeah, and when you see it, you're like, what the heck is that? Yeah, you
it's pretty awesome.
Got a little look to it that is pretty dang neat. Yeah. But you go, where's the engine?
Well, no propeller, you know, so anybody, when you got kids swimming in the back of the boat and things like that, that's always a worry. No propeller with this bad boy.
So it's the engine is like a jet ski, basically?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a Sea-Doo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And not as, yeah, I'll tell you, not as expensive as you'd think.
No, when I first checked them out, I'm like, wow, $20,000 for a pontoon. These days, they're $100,000, you know, all over the place. So pretty cool. Pretty cool. We got a couple of winners. Congratulations to our two family pack winners.
Yeah, we got Jim W. from Fargo and Jake A. from Fargo as well.
All right,
Jim,
very good.
Jake.
We'll leave those at the front desk for you at 2852 Thunder Road. In about 10 minutes, I'll walk them down there for some lucky listeners to come on by and pick those up. Okay, question of the day is the speed limit. Should it go up? When we're going to do that here throughout the show by text, 701-237-1590. I'm curious. We'll do a little tally here throughout the program, or you can call in this first half hour and tell us what you think at 701-271-1100. I don't think it's a good idea, guys. I think I'm turning into a fuddy-duddy. Because
just 5 miles an hour?
Well, I know, but you don't go 5 miles an hour more.
I do, because I'm worried about getting a ticket.
You are?
Yeah, I've always gone just 5 miles an hour. I heard that there's sweet spot, supposedly, of what you can go over without getting pulled over.
So there you go. You're exceeding the speed limit already.
It's 7 miles an hour.
I know, and that's why I go 83 miles an hour. And I set the, but my point is, if it goes up 5 miles an hour, I'm going to go. But here's, I drive a lot, and what I've seen on the roads in the way of accidents, especially this winter, have been unbelievable. You know, I mean, the amount of people in a ditch, the amount of people upside down, I've seen a ton of it already this year. And I don't see how increasing the speed limit makes that better.
Fair point.
Changed my mind.
Well, I would ask, you know, South Dakota and North Dakota are similar in population, in roads. Is there that many more accidents down in South Dakota because of 5 miles an hour difference?
Did your kids ever come home and say, I want this, Dad, because the neighbor kids have it, so therefore I should get it? Was that the argument?
Maybe, but
did,
I mean,
did
I'm
I
just
work. I mean, that's.
I'm just saying that I drive to South Dakota several times a year, and you know that 5 miles an hour is not a huge difference, but it's something that I don't think is going to make a huge difference. And hey, come on now, which Dakota is the better Dakota? No.
Hey, what's that about?
Scott's got an L on his forehead. Whatever.
That's a little microaggressive, Scott.
His argument is lame. Kev, let's have yours.
I'm kind of with him.
Pick it up, baby. Hit the ditch. Go upside down. Isn't this great? Yeah. Yeah, let's go a little faster.
I haven't been to the Autobahn yet, but when I head to Europe, I'm gonna hit the Autobahn. I mean, you know, I think people are speeding anyway. I don't know. I just think it's a you know, horse apiece, 5 miles an hour more. I don't know. Less tickets, I guess.
Lester says 80 on the interstate is fine. Most drive that speed anyway. Question is, will people then drive 85 to 90? Yes, of course they will.
They're already doing that, too.
If they pass that law, pass a law that makes it illegal to stay in the left lane if you're driving slower. Good luck.
Good luck with that.
Good luck on that one. Oh, I tell you.
Minnesota did, you know. You can't, if you're in the left lane and people are behind you wanting to get by you, you can't. You have to pull over it. So it is a law in Minnesota.
Trust me on this one thing, they're not enforcing it.
Well, there's
you
that.
You are trusted there, my friend.
Yeah. Another listener, I like the Carter days. 55 alive. We would also save a lot of gas. It doesn't affect your arrive times. Okay, there you go. I mean, it does, but by a minuscule amount.
Yeah, so. I think that's the in a sense the issue, Scott, is that when you do go faster, you do technically get where you're going faster. But does it really save you the amount of time? I mean, that only, you know, I could say 55 compared to 75. If you go 75,
exactly.
It's got to be a significant trip to really make it a difference in going faster.
Should the speed limit
stop will screw that up.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Should the speed limit be increased, call us 271-1100, 701-271-1100. Do you want North Dakota's speed limit increased? Whispers about it at the legislature. Who knows if they actually will debate it or propose a law or whatever, but I want to get your take on this. 271-1100 or text us, 701-237-1590. Listener says, hey, it would slow down life. Who has a death wish?
There you go.
Sound like the fuddy-duddy that I am. I agree with you very much there.
Caller's on. Should we increase the speed limit, sir? Is he there? Oh, no, never mind. You're not there. Never mind.
Should the speed limit increase? I'm sorry, I missed what their vote was. It should increase, Kev?
Stupid question, that is. What a stupid question.
Oh, Trump's the caller.
Yeah. Yeah. What a stupid question, that is.
Do you think he means it's a no-brainer? It's a yes, of course.
That is one of my new favorite clips.
What a stupid question that is. What a stupid question. But I watch you a lot. You ask a lot of stupid questions.
Who misses
there
that, anyway?
There's your Friday laugh for you.
I watch you a lot, and you ask a lot of stupid questions. Can you imagine you're a reporter, and you're in the gaggle there, asking questions of the President of the United States, and you ask a question, and the President, in front of all your peers, says, what a stupid question that is.
Yeah.
And I noticed you asked a lot of stupid questions.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's such a stupid question. 271-1100. Call us 237-1590 to text us. Lots to come on What's on Your Mind, but a couple of minutes worth of your answers to our question of the day. Should the speed limit be increased in North Dakota? Donald Trump thinks it's a stupid question. I don't. It could be.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years. And I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciated that. But more importantly, I want to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful, private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by University of Mary today. You know, it's not true that a university should merely equip students with the skills required for their professional career. Actually, a university should prepare students for success in their career and in their life. The University of Mary offers a values-based education that is truly affordable and flexible to help you achieve your goals on your time. Discover the Mary difference. umary.edu, umary.edu. I found out the culprit in this whole idea of raising the speed limit, fellas.
What's that?
It's China's fault. It could have never happened.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course it is.
Yeah. Dang it, anyway. I hate siding with the Chinese. No, wait a minute. I'm on the other side. I'm against the speed limit. You guys are with...
It's China's fault. It should have never happened.
Yeah.
You say you Chinese.
Where's Hunter?
A texter says 55 miles per hour is equally dangerous. Long drives become boring and tiresome, leading to drowsiness. Huh. It would be interesting. I mean, nobody's talking about, obviously, bringing it to 55 miles an hour. We're talking about leaving it at 80 miles an hour rather than raising it. I'd wonder if you were, you know, Dickinson to Fargo, Medora to Fargo, you do 80 versus 85. Literally, it's got to be minutes, a handful of minutes difference that you arrive is what I'm thinking. All right, 271-1100. Who's on the line, Chase?
We got Craig on the line.
Craig, what's your vote on this?
Well, you know what? I think we're spoiled. I spent every year from the late 70s to the early 80s driving to Denver once a year, and it was 55 mile an hour speed limit. First time I did get a ticket once for going 72. But
woo!
The point is, we're so spoiled. 55 mile an hour going to Denver, and that was national because of the oil embargo. Do you remember that?
I remember those days, yep.
Sure, but what are you suggesting then we should love the fact we have it in 80 and leave it alone or go back to 55 or help me understand your...
I'm suggesting 75 is more than fast enough. It's 20 miles, I mean, 80, whatever you set it at, people are going to do 8 more miles.
Yeah, no, that's my
point. 75 is good. Heck, in Minnesota, it's 70.
I remember the argument in hiking it to 80, I'm sorry, to 75, and the highway patrol said, now, 75 doesn't mean 80. That was their whole argument in the whole thing, which is, of course, right out the window. I mean, they've lost that. They won't even pull you over for 80.
I'm actually shocked that Biden doesn't do some kind of 55-mile and blame it on gas. I'm shocked they don't pull that now.
That's a great point.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it very much. Texter says they should do like Wyoming, I-80. 80 miles an hour when roads are good, less when conditions aren't favorable. Huh.
Yeah, I'm not, that doesn't sound like a bad idea.
No, but how do they define not favorable, I wonder, though?
Winter.
So in other words, all winter?
Probably.
If it's snow, I'd be curious to know how they enforce that. But, I mean, interesting idea, because that's part of my argument.
It's a bit subjective.
I'm looking at hiking it to 80 and seeing what I've seen on the roads this winter. It's not pretty. 271-1100, call us with your vote. Should the North Dakota speed limit go to 80 miles an hour, yes or no? 271-1100. Or text 237-1590. A bunch of text here. Yes, up the speed limit. Then strictly enforce it. Please, please. Well, that argument was made before. But I guess that could be something that you have the Highway Patrol put out to say it's 80, and if you're doing 82, 83, you could be pulled over. Another listener, no, do not raise the speed limit. It increases risk, and it lowers your gas mileage. Way too many accidents already. Somebody in Scott's camp. All right, I love it. I think it's a bad idea to raise the speed limit, says another. What is it worth to save 5 minutes driving from Grand Forks to Fargo? If you do raise the speed limit, then increase the fine for speeding even 1 mile an hour to $100.
There you go.
Interesting, because our fines are pretty low, too.
We got Tom on the line.
Tom, what's on your mind?
Whoever just said that hasn't driven from Fargo to the Montana border because it should be 80 easily. And in this day and age, with technology, why not have smart speed limit signs? So it's 80 on clear day, and then, oh, they're solar-powered signs, and it goes down to, say, 65 or 55 when the conditions are bad.
You're onto something there. You're definitely onto something there.
You are onto something there. That's a great idea.
And I do agree with you that haul here to the Montana border is like poke your eyes out. I mean, boring. It is just, oh, my gosh. It is. It's a tough haul, so I agree with you.
You've done that a time or two, I believe it.
Yes.
We've also, Scott, we've also got John on the line who wants to talk about the speed limit.
Hey, John, you're on What's on Your Mind?
Yeah, I was just wondering, Jim, how many semis are on the interstate compared to cars? And I've driven semi over 55 years, and when you're at a speed limit of 90, it's a little hard to control 80,000 pounds.
I'll bet. How about 80? Yeah. Same thing?
No. Some of the semis I drive are governed at 67 to 70.
Wow. So then
I still make them.
That's dangerous in and of itself, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, at least it's uncontrollable speed with a big rig. Are we just talking cars or are we talking semis?
Everything. Yeah.
Well,
it works. You make some good points, though. Appreciate that. And just the dangerous level of a semi governed at, as he said, 65 or 70.
Right.
And then, you know, everybody else at 80, whew, recipe for disaster, for sure. Texter says, could you play the eulogy Trump gave for Diamond at her funeral? We could do that. We don't have time today.
I haven't seen that. I will see if I can find that.
We had a busy program today, but we'll fit that in at some point. Appreciate the call, and that is just a tragic deal. Loved Diamond Silk. Met them many times, interviewed them many times, loved them. Speaking of busy show, we have Dr. Todd Schaefer from Sanford Health coming up to talk about healthcare worker assaults. This is something that has first reared its ugly head during the pandemic and continues, believe it or not. We're going to talk about a changed North Dakota law removing swine, dairy, poultry, and cattle feeding from the definition of a farm or ranch for good reason. And Kevin O'Leary is going to join us on the program and the Commerce Commissioner about a new venture between North Dakota and O'Leary Ventures, which will be kind of cool. Texter says, it's pretty hard to enforce the speed limit when the state puts up cable barriers. The highway patrol can no longer cut through the ditch to pull you over. I hate those things. I don't get it at all. And you're absolutely right. I mean, I guess they can go on a interchange or whatever, but difficult. Another texter, just because the speed limit would be 80 miles per hour does not mean that is what you have to drive. Just stay in the right lane. You don't have to go the speed limit is what that listener is saying. Somebody did the math for us here. 350 miles across North Dakota at 75 miles, 4 hours, 40 minutes, 80, 4 hours, 22, saving 17.5 minutes. Yeah, I would give up 17.5 minutes to be alive myself. But take the point. 75 is fast enough, says another listener. Keep them coming.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. Survivors of Auschwitz and the Nazis' Final Solution are gathering in Poland Friday to commemorate the 78th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi Germany death camps in the final months of World War II. Today's somber ceremony was among the backdrop of war once again in the region. Police cam video from the Memphis, Tennessee police officers arresting and suspected of killing a motorist will be released later today. The attorney for some of the ex-Memphis police officers involved in the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols say the officers are in shock. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Chief David Rausch.
And what we've learned through our extensive and thorough investigation. I've seen the video, and as D.A. Morley stated, you will too.
A new Guinness World Record for the largest pizza was announced this week in Los Angeles, California. It measured out 13,990 square feet. Congratulations, Pizza Hut. Lance Fry, USA News.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
What's on your mind? Powered by some fine folks. You heard me just a moment ago talking about the University of Mary, H.A. Thompson & Sons, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Pipers, MyPillow, Patriot Mobile, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience at all their locations. You find them from Bismarck, Mandan, all the way into Minnesota, Bemidji, down there in Wahpeton. And they have some great specials in the home cooking department today. Grab-and-go convenience with home cooking. You can't beat that. Sloppy Joe's in Harwood today. Is that any good or what? Unbelievable. Cruising in Valley City, exit 292 for lots of options. I always order a made-to-order burger there. Just love that. Beef tips and gravy or pulled pork, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. 12th and 929 chicken fried steak. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, lasagna. Taco in a bag in Glendon. And 45th Street Southern Chicken Bowl. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Remember, personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99 at all of their locations. Bismarck, Mandan, all the way into Minnesota, Castleton, those locations. Valley City, I just mentioned. You'll find them everywhere. 27 before the top of the hour. Okay, keep your submissions coming on the question of should the speed limit be raised. We got hundreds of texts that are pouring in, and I'm going to actually give you a tally by the end of the program. So text those in at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. I said this quick, but somebody did the math on traveling Montana, the Montana-North Dakota border, all the way to the North Dakota-Minnesota border at 75 miles an hour. Takes you 4 hours and 40 minutes. 4 hours and 40 minutes. At 80 miles an hour, it takes you 4 hours and 22 and a half minutes. So it's 17 and a half minutes quicker the other way. As I said earlier, I'm not for raising the speed limit, not with what I've seen this winter, and I'll be fine with those 17 and a half minutes. I'll call somebody I haven't talked to in a long time. Have a nice 20-minute chat there, you know. I'll use the time wisely. Trust me on this one thing. All right, busy show for you today on the program. Kevin O'Leary will join us along with the Commissioner of the North Dakota Department of Commerce about a new capital investment platform that will include the North Dakota Department of Commerce partnering up with O'Leary Ventures. We're also going to talk to Terry Wanzek. Senator Wanzek is a Republican state senator from Jamestown about his bill that would remove swine, dairy, poultry, and cattle feeding from the definition of a farm or ranch. Looking forward to finding out how he thinks the chances of that will go. We finally might have cracked that code, which I think makes some good sense. And next up, a disturbing topic on healthcare worker assaults. Just saying that takes my breath away and brings me back to the visual of, wait a minute, why would you ever harm a healthcare worker? It makes no sense, but it's happening. Dr. Todd Schaefer, President and CEO of Sanford Health's Bismarck Region, joins us to talk about it today on the program. Dr. Schaefer, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well this morning. How are you, Scott?
Doing good. Good to hear your voice and catch up with you as well. I've heard about this during the pandemic, I guess, where, you know, tensions are high and whatever. And, you know, I get it. You know, I understand why if someone's, has a loved one that is struggling with a virus that came on the way COVID did, and you want this or you want that or can't this be, or trying to get answers. I can't get somebody harming a healthcare worker. I get frustration. I don't understand harming. And this is something new that really started. The onset of this was the pandemic. Am I right?
Well, and I would agree with you, Scott. I think that it really was exaggerated, and it really increased during COVID and the post-COVID years. But if you look at, you know, a lot of data that we're starting to see, the report of injuries from healthcare workers from even 2011 through 2018 rose about 86%. So that's not even the, you know, the violence that results in a non-injury. You know, if somebody gets punched, maybe they don't get injured. But just injuries from the violence went up 86%. And then since then, they looked at 2022 survey of nurses, 48% reported that at some point in time over the last year, they were a victim of violence, which was up from more than double than the year before, which was at 21.9%. So, you know, looking at the statistics and the data, we are seeing an escalation of the curve of violence against healthcare workers.
Of those numbers, do you have them broken out on where the violence comes from? Is it patients? Is it visitors? Family members?
You know, we don't have the data breaking down. How much of this is patients? How much of this is visitors? It's a combination of the two. But what I do want to really talk about as well, I'll just add in there. You know, this is unsolicited violence, and I think one of the big misconceptions that we talk about. We've had questions about as this bill has gone through the legislature is, you know, there's patients that don't have the mental capacity to know better. You know, if you have somebody that's demented or has a significant mental illness, maybe they're schizophrenic and they just don't understand or delirious, and they strike out, those patients don't have the mental capacity to know better. So it really doesn't apply to those subset of patients. It's really those patients that know better, they have the mental capacity, and they choose violence in those situations to express their frustrations.
Yeah, I know that makes sense. And this is, so you talk about it being on the increase, and it isn't just we can't say it's a pandemic thing, right? It's lived on beyond the pandemic.
That's correct. You know, it was there before the pandemic that we saw, like I mentioned just previously, plus since the pandemic has largely gone by the wayside, we're seeing it continue to increase post-pandemic. That is correct.
Wow. Is there a law here? Are these people dealt with in the way anybody else would at any other workplace?
So there is a law that's in place right now. The current Century Code in North Dakota calls for an increased penalty, which would be a felony for different classes of professions. As an example, a police officer, a firefighter. Healthcare workers right now are protected if you work in the emergency room or at the state hospital. Those are specific ones that are called out. The bill that was recently discussed and then passed through the House expands for healthcare workers throughout the rest of the facility. So whether you're in the emergency room or if you're in a patient room or if you're in a clinic room with a nurse or a doctor in a clinic, that penalty would be expanded similar to other professions.
Do you have any theories on why this is happening? Why is it increasing? What's going on here?
Well, I think, you know, if you look at it, I would agree that this is kind of a new and current reality. If you look at there's a lot of discussion about the whys out there. But I think if you just take time to look at, you know, social media and just what's out there, it just seems to be like an endless cycle of insults, rage, distrust, and really just the lack of compromise and respect for each other. If you look at that, you just spend any amount of time on a social media platform, whether that would be Facebook or Twitter, people are just generally disagreeable right now. And I think the ability for us to be able to have a conversation and disagree with each other has really suffered. It's just one of those things where we can't have a conversation, agree to disagree. It unfortunately ends up in, you know what, I'll just punch you in the face or push you down or, you know, hit you in some other way.
It's mind-boggling. And you're absolutely right about social media and the, you know, comments and things that you see. It just boggles my mind that it translates into somebody harming a healthcare worker. What kind of an impact does this have on the system itself and on the workforce, Dr. Schaefer?
Well, you know, I can tell you from experience here in Bismarck, and it's seen throughout the nation. I just recently read an article that talked about healthcare facilities throughout the nation that have made this a priority in addition to not just improving access to care, making sure we're, you know, improving quality and safety data for our patients, making sure we do a good job of taking care of them. One of the priorities that has been put out there as well is to say, you know, we need to protect our workforce because at the end of the day, we have a significant amount of nurses that are leaving the profession. And nurses provide, you know, CNAs, physicians, et cetera. But nurses spend the most amount of time with the patient on a daily basis and are disproportionately affected by this, and they're leaving the profession. We are already short a significant amount of nurses nationwide. We saw during the pandemic the shortage that just what it did to healthcare facilities. Even now, you know, still having to rely on contract labor to fill those gaps. But more and more nurses cite increasing violence as the reason that they're not only leaving a facility, but also leaving healthcare in general. When we had testimony for this bill in the House side of things, there was multiple number of nurses who have ever already left nursing or were considering leaving or, you know, were recovering from an injury that they sustained while working. And they're like, I don't know that I can go back.
Yeah, like you say. 48%, your stat earlier, 48% of nurses said they've been, you know, a subject to violence, and it's already a stressful job. You can understand that sentiment. So how do you fix this? What are the next steps to protect healthcare workers in the middle of this?
So what a lot of healthcare systems, to include Stanford Health, have done is, you know, we've really invested in, you know, educating visitors, patients, and other team members on proper behavior. You know, basically, we're here to help you. Please don't hurt us. We're posting signs, having conversations with that. We've also trained nurses and other staff in what we call MOAB. It's a de-escalation series. So it's not, you know, we don't want to go hands-on with security if somebody is starting to become enraged. It's basically teaching our staff to be able to have a conversation and talk them down, if you will, to help de-escalate that behavior. Enhancing security, making sure that we have weapons detection systems, enhanced security presence to if something does escalate. And then, like I mentioned before, we do have a bill that's currently in the legislature. It did pass the House side. It did pass 67 to 25, and it will cross over to the Senate. And then we'll work on the Senate side to work really hard to get it passed, to expand the number of healthcare workers that are protected with that. So, you know, it's not just, we're not just relying on the legislature and stiffen penalties. We're also putting measures in place inside the hospital and training our staff in those techniques that can help de-escalate a situation.
Well, that's great. And I think probably also in the middle of this, when people know what's happening, the stats you mentioned, important for the healthcare workers to know that, you know, the system has their back and going to work, so that has to help a lot.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, I think I think that's the biggest thing, is just to say, you know, we recognize the problem. We care for you as an employee and as a healthcare provider, which you're here to take care of patients versus be harmed by patients. This is exciting that we've been able to get it past one chamber of the legislature.
Yeah, and that's no small thing in the House to get a 67-25 vote. So way to go there, and we'll watch the Senate to make sure they follow suit. Dr. Todd Schaefer, President, CEO, Sanford Health Western Region. Thank you, sir. We appreciate the time as always.
Appreciate you having me on again, and enjoy your weekend.
You too. Take care.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos only $2.99, Old Trapper 10-ounce $12.99, 18th Street Deli a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming January 2023 auctions include 160 acres of good cropland in Burke County, 339 acres of cropland north of Dickinson in Dunn County, 305 acres of exceptional cropland in Cass County near Erie, 320 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 239 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster County near Kensel. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Why would you send your hard-earned money to people who disagree with everything you believe in? Why would you do that? Why would you give them fuel to continue to do what they do that is the opposite of how you think, your whole value set? This is why people are switching to Patriot Mobile now. Because people need to support companies and organizations that share their values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it, which I love too. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Constitutional rights, sanctity of life, veteran first responders, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, or call 972-PATRIOT. Holy buckets, have we got folks weighing in on the debate over the speed limit. Should it be increased to 80? Texter says, if North Dakota adds 80 miles an hour, EV cars may run out of a charge quicker.
Uh-oh.
Thus needing to stop at recharge stations more, often which will require construction of more charging stations along the interstate. More downtime for the EV owners. What do you think that's a vote for? Leave it where it is.
You.
Yeah. Sorry, Greta. Sorry,
calling
Greta.
Calling that out. Stop calling that out. She doesn't like it.
Another listener says they already go 80 plus on the interstate. I don't feel there's any great advantage to raising the limit. They have a hard enough time keeping it on the road at 75. If they do raise it, then cable the median all the way across the state, so when they lose control at 80 plus, they're not coming across the median and head on with opposing traffic.
It's like a NASCAR crash.
Texter says 75 miles per hour is fast enough. Drivers need to use common sense and drive the road conditions. No go there. All right? Another, if the speed goes up, the traffic goes down. Can you translate that for me?
Less people driving? I don't know.
If the speed goes up, the traffic goes down. So if you hike the speed limit, there'll be less traffic? And does that mean you're for it or against it? I need a little more information from you there. Another, 55 miles an hour is equally dangerous. Long drives become boring and tiresome, leading to drowsiness. Okay. 701-271-1100 to weigh in on this. We're keeping tally. And I will tell you this. The no's have a slight lead. Actually, a little more than a slight lead. No's are doing well. Another listener says, aren't there enough morons in the ditch already?
Yeah, driving for the conditions. No one's paying attention to that either. You think that'd be a thing now?
I think we can safely say that's a no vote.
That's a no, yeah.
Isn't there enough morons in the ditch already?
Apparently not.
Morons! Yeah.
A little microaggressive there.
I think it is, actually. Kev, you're on to something
there. A little bit.
Yeah. Be careful. 701-237-1590. You text in your answer today on the program on what's on your mind. If you want to call us, you need to call 855-200-1776 now.
Maybe you could.
Kev's in the home studio, and the phone's ringing in the studio here. So,
maybe you could say, instead of the word moron, more, I don't know, inexperienced drivers that don't know what the hell they're doing in the ditch.
It's a little kinder, gentler criticism, yeah, of those folks. 855-200-1776 to weigh in. Don't you love that number? If you can't remember that number, I don't know what number we could do that you'd remember. 111-111-1111, maybe? 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776 on the program today. Leave the limits where they are and bump the fines up to four digits. Problem solved. Tax the stupid. Boy, oh boy, we got rough listeners today. We got morons.
Oh,
we got stupid people. We got the... Texter says, remember to follow up on the abortion vote in Minnesota today. I called like you asked. Yeah, we will. I don't know what time that vote is, but we'll keep a close eye on that for you. Another, yes, the speed limit should be raised. It's not necessarily the speed that kills. It is the inexperience and inattention coupled some days by not driving properly according to road conditions. My dad was killed in a car accident, says this listener, and he was only doing 30 miles an hour. I've had other friends that had accidents in town, and their cars rolled over. Tell me people did not fall asleep at the wheel or for any other reason going to the median and crossing it, causing a head-on collision on the other side of the interstate when the speed limit was 55. I had a good friend killed that way. The median guardrails do help in these situations. Interesting
point.
They're
doing a lot more cabling, too, putting a lot more of the cables in.
I don't know. They freak me out.
In the winter, you know, there's no going in the ditch and hitting the snowbank anymore. Now you're going to find that cable in there.
I'm not a fan. Not a fan. A big no on raising the speed limit, says another listener. Studies have shown and proven that speed kills. A higher speed limit creates more stress on mechanical components on a vehicle. Higher temps in the engine, wear, decreased gas mileage. Okay, get it. Smart listeners, that's why we love you. Hour two, what's on your mind? Straight ahead.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.